All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. And I want to build off of what we just discussed in the March Madness thing. Bear with me, people. Let me bend your ear for a moment. I want to know if I'm alone in this or if you are on the same spiritual and emotional journey as I am. As it pertains to March Madness, and as it pertains to college football, this just isn't entertaining anymore. That it started to wear on me that there are no rules. The Wild West transfer portal NIL stuff, the networks running it into the ground with the realignment in conferences, or in the case of the NCAA tournament, the potential of expansion and the little guy being left out if they break away from the NCAA. Guys, it got so bad yesterday, I actually tuned in for 45 minutes of a college hockey game. I'm actually going to tune in to Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese tonight.
That's must-see TV.
Well, I'm hoping somewhere like Kim Mulkey in a sequin blazer has like a chair like SummerSlam and goes after somebody. But I'm making a point, like I am, my passion index for college athletics, which I term as revenue sports.
Yes.
Please don't be calling up and selling me college hockey or baseball. It's just, Sony, it is getting more difficult for me to be passionate. I mean, these games, the quality of the product. Now, you and I talk pre-show.
Yes.
Let's air it out so the listeners, that we're not hiding anything. It hasn't, you agree with me.
It hasn't been very good.
That as good as UConn is, it's really more about this sport blows.
Correct.
The quality of product. If I got to see another team go 5-for-35 from three, I'm going to lose my mind.
And the free throw shooting, for the most part, has not been very good. I mean, the Purdue game, I mean, like we said, you know, they're good. You know, Edie's good, laborious to watch. Connect was, to me, if it wasn't for NC State, and he was the story of the tournament. He was so much fun to watch.
Who, DJ Burns?
No, Connect, too.
Oh, I'm besides sorry. I thought
Burns.
You said NC State.
No, I said besides for Burns. Connect was so much fun to watch.
But the point is, whether it's, look, college basketball, their biggest issue, there's no stars. There's nobody anybody cares about. Half of America hates Zach Edey because watching him, I don't want to watch him shoot free throws. College football, you know how I feel. I think they're destroying rivalries. I think they're destroying the regular season. The greatest regular season in all of sports was college football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's nothing. It's government cheese NFL. Lose two, lose three. Hell, lose four if you got the right logo on your helmet. You're going to get in. I want to know where you guys are at as we now head towards the conclusion of what I am coining now for the second year in a row. It is a listless Final Four. That unless you went to one of these schools, I'm sorry, there is no juice. You could vaporize Saturday night to just give us Purdue-UConn, and I think all of America would just go, okay.
Yeah. Two number one seeds. Let's see if Purdue can finally win. I get
one
that.
One of them's an 11.5-point favorite. Right. The other's 9.5.
Right.
What is your passion quotient for college sports today versus 5 years ago? You want to put it on a scale of 1 to 5? I'll tell you where I'm trending. I'm trending somewhere down to a 2 and a 1.5.
I'm not that far down. I'm maybe trending a little bit, maybe from a 5 to a 4. And a part of that is because when it comes to football, and I know you hate this, but
why?
But because I went to a school that didn't have a football team, so I love the whole big house. I love that whole environment.
That's fine.
You know, so that is always going to be with them.
I just wish you loved their basketball team. Stay away from mine.
No.
I don't want one of you Michigan State this and Wolverine that.
Whatever.
Pick a side. The point is, fine. You still have a high, and I'm not telling people they're wrong if they love it.
No, I know.
I am trying to just speak as a 43-year-old man who college football and basketball were 1 and 1A for me. And now they have fallen so far by the wayside based upon what we've done to these games. Look, Stoney, I've never had an issue with any player in any sport making money.
No.
You are worth what someone will pay you. But I will tell you, when you start to dig into what some of these players are getting and they're not even that good, like, there are rumors galore that this AJ Store, the Wisconsin transfer, mm-hmm. is going to make $1 million. $1 million. Who the hell are you? You're not DeMarcus Cousins.
Do you think Kansas has buyer's remorse on $1 million for Hunter Dickinson?
Sure they do.
Yeah.
Because they realized what a jerk he is.
Yes, exactly.
But my point to you is the played for 3 or 4 schools. It's year 6. This kid, these freshmen come in, they're nowhere near ready because Steph Curry's destroyed the sport of basketball because now every kid on every AAU team thinks they've got the green light from 28 feet. College football, you know where I stand on this. The portal stuff is outrageous. They've killed bowl season. Kids are transferring the day of their bowl game.
Right.
Well, I've seen it.
Well, how about the portal? Brad Underwood's right. He's trying to prepare for a game against Connecticut while he has another assistant coach who's all he's worried about is the portal because the portal opens during the tournament. How ridiculous is that?
That's the thing. There's no rules.
Right.
There's no guardrails on any of this. So I can't take it seriously. I just can't. I mean, last year I watched Kansas State make a run without a single player who ever signed the dotted line out of high school to be a Kansas State Wildcat. There's a connection with college athletics that I don't care if you went to the school or not. There was a level that these players made a conscious choice to spend 4 or 5 years of their life at the same place you care about.
Right.
That they walked the same hallways you walked, that went to class. I went to a Big Ten school. I didn't go to Yale. But there was an idea of, hey, I'm pretty sure Plaxico Burress just put my roommate in a wheelchair at IM West. It happened. The point is, I mean, it was.
I'd love to hear this story.
Sad scene. The point is, I want to know where.
That pals to me doing bong hits with Boo Bowers.
Yeah. Oh, we got Boo Bowers. I got a Plaxico Burress windmill sending a poor 5'11 kid to a hospital. But I want to know where you're at with it. And if you are every bit as passionate, tell me why. But if you are not, if it is starting to slide, if the things you don't like outweigh what you do, or if you're like me, I have to be honest, I have more interest tonight watching Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and maybe Kim Mulkey getting into a fight than I did Duke NC State yesterday. I'm admitting this to you, my audience.
I think you're part of America. I think all the tonight is must-see TV. And by the way, I don't have the exact numbers.
What?
But I know Angel Reese is a portal person. She started at the University of Maryland.
Yes, she's a Baltimore kid, right?
Yeah, LSU, a lot of their players
but
are
But if you transfer once, I can live with
right,
it.
I know.
But this every
I know,
year.
I get it.
Come on.
You're so right.
You want to be an adult? You
yes.
want to make adult money? Then live by adult rules.
Look at the kid who started in Michigan. What, Frankie Collins? He transferred to Arizona State. Now he's in the portal again.
Sure he is. Look at Horn, the scoring guard for NC State.
DJ Horn.
I think he started out at a JUCO, then over to Illinois State, then to Arizona State, back to NC State. DJ Burns didn't start at NC State. He started, I think, Winthrop. I think their whole starting five is transfers. I don't have to embrace that.
No, I get it.
College football, it's the same thing. What are we doing here where coaches now, fans, by the way, fans having to pay for all this also is gross to me.
Yeah, oh yeah, the fundraising.
So coaches now have to prepare for a bowl, retain their current roster, pilfer other people's rosters, and recruit high school. In real time.
Right.
Like, I can't take it serious.
You're better off just not even recruiting high school anymore.
Well, that's Deion Sanders. He's yes. basically just said, I'm done with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he just hired Warren Sapp to be a defensive analyst.
I would like to know where you're at, because March Madness for a long time has been my favorite event.
It was the greatest. The Final Four, because
it's... But it's not anymore. Mike, it's okay to say it.
I know.
You're not saying it's bad.
No, it's not as good.
But you're saying it's lesser than.
Oh, yes.
And college football, I stand by it. The expanded playoff was the month of November. That's all gone now. Michigan and Ohio State means nothing because the loser will still get in as long as you don't have four losses going in.
Correct.
It means nothing. If I was a five, I'm down at about a two right now. And I'm honest. I can't lie to my audience. I find the whole thing nonsense.
Well, when the game is actually being played, and you will bring up college football, and the Spartans are playing whoever, aren't you not going to be just as into it as you were before?
Mike, I turned the games off this past year.
Well, that's because they blew.
Okay, but fine. But hold on. No, you're making a point for me now. Point for Mikey. If your team's got to be awesome for you to care, you don't love the game. I used to love the game.
Right. Now, before you moved here, were you NFL one or college one?
Buddy, I was sick. I was everything one.
Yeah, well, I was too.
I was everything one. But no, yes. I loved college football.
Yeah, so did I.
But I thought college football.
But actually, Wojo convinced me. I was NFL one, and then it got to the point where, you know, probably around, because I'm living around here with the Lions, and here where Michigan State and Michigan meant something every week to a certain extent, I got sucked into it.
Yeah, I think a lot of the magic's gone. I think a lot of the stuff that I cared about is gone. I don't have to go along with it. I still love sports, and I mean, the NFL's the NFL, but a college basketball, like this college basketball season, I watch more college ball. I quadrupled down on college ball this year. Right. I really wanted to get more involved, and especially on the betting angle for the podcast.
Right.
But it was the idea of, hey, force feed it. Really try to be back into this the way you were 4 or 5 years ago pre-COVID. Stoney, the quality's awful. And then the tournament came around, and I'm watching these games. And I'm not watching out of passion.
No, I know.
It's almost like I'm spite watching it.
Well, we said during the season, the college basketball, even more so than the NBA, became unwatchable. It really did, because the quality, everybody says, well, the NBA's not as good because they don't care. Okay, fine, as regular season goes. But at least it was a high, for the most part, except in this town, a high level of play. You know, the college basketball this year and then last year too, the quality sucked.
Awful.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, David, give me the ticket text. We're asking the question. I think I've got more interest watching, and no. This is not one of these ESPN first take dumbass topics. No, it has nothing to do with the women's tournament being better than the men's tournament. I'm saying for a singular game, I'm more interested to see tonight LSU-Iowa because of Kim Mulkey, because of Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. Maybe somebody gets into a fight. I'm more interested in that tonight than I am any of the men's games. And it goes in line with what we talked about with college football.
Right. Well, the portal, here's another perfect example. And this is somebody from near where you grew up.
What?
Junior powered forward Sean Dragordan of Siena has entered the transfer portal after averaging 18-7 per game in 14 contests. He started his career in Missouri and then went to Austin Peay for a year. Now he's transferring from Siena. So he'll be going to school number four.
Four schools, 4 years. You can't even find your way around campus. Like, here, and I'll admit it, I don't have a problem with the players getting paid.
No.
I got a problem with how they're getting paid. I got a problem that the cost has been financed by the fans. And I do have a problem that some of these kids aren't worth a damn and they're making way too much money. Go ahead, I don't care. I'll say it. Oh, you're an old white man. No, don't do that. This is simple. No college athlete that is going to be anything other than an NBA player next year should ever see $1 million. It's outrageous. And now you have guys that might be decent college players making that money.
More power to them.
Yeah. It's the adults who have failed the fans.
Right.
The players, if someone's willing to pay you that, that's fine. I'm talking about what it does to my passion for it.
Correct.
I cannot take it seriously that a guy that might be a second round pick for Illinois makes $600,000.
Well, let me ask you a question, because you've criticized Izzo for not going to the portal enough. Maybe part of that is they don't want to pay in the portal. So now that they have the fans raising the money, even though they have Ishbia and have Gilbert and have, I forget the other guy's name, the Saint, does that change your opinion?
No, my problem with Tom is, if you don't like it, then do what Jay Wright did. Leave.
Okay.
Or stifle and get in the dirt. I don't want to hear coaches complaining while still making $7 million a year.
Okay.
Saban didn't like it. He left. Then he's asked his opinion on it after he's left. I'll listen to you talk. But if you're going to stay there and collect your check, these are the rules of engagement. I don't know what to tell you. Not yelling at you.
I know.
Because when you complain as a coach while you're making money, it's talking out of both sides.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm trying to make is, you don't like the fact that these also-ran kids are making a lot of money. But they're the ones who are in the portal, and part of the reason they go to these schools is because they are getting this money that is raised by the kids, by the fans.
Right.
So if the fans don't give the school money, they're not going to be able to get the kid in the portal that you want.
Right, it's the chicken and the egg, because there's no leadership.
Right.
There's no central governing body.
Well, the NCAA
Right, there's no rules. All you would need to attach to this is the kids can make whatever they want if they sign a contract.
Yeah.
Do you know what breeds rivalries? Do you know what breeds interest from fans like me? Knowing who the hell the players are.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know how many times this year, early in college basketball, I go, whoa, it's like the Spider-Man meme. I go, wait, he's playing over there? You can't keep up with this stuff. 1,100 players are in the portal in the first 14 days.
Right, and how many of them are really good? 100, maybe?
No, I 15 or 20.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking difference makers?
Well, no, I'm talking about pretty
like
good
players. Johnny Broome at Auburn when he left Morehead State, stuff like that.
Yeah.
15 or 20.
Okay.
The kid Alabama got, Grant Nelson?
Grant Nelson, yes, from South Dakota State and North Dakota State.
Difference maker.
Right.
Might be 15 of those guys. Harrison, the kid from North Carolina, transferred from Stanford. He was the freshman.
Oh, Ingram.
Thank you, Harrison Ingram. Maybe 15 of those guys.
Okay.
Most of the rest of this, you're going to end up with a Matty Sissoko. 2-4-8-5-3-9-9.
You wish we'd enter the portal.
Please, portal, now. Go to Mark, 97.1. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I'm actually a Tennessee fan, so I was pretty passionate about it yesterday.
Did you like the way that game was officiated?
That was a circus. You outscore a team by 24 points in the 3-point line in today's college basketball, and you lose by multiple possessions. Get the F out.
Sounds about right.
It was a circus.
So what do you got on the topic I brought up here? Am I nuts?
Well, no, and I think, like, for me personally, I'm done following recruiting. I've been done kind of following all the off-season machinations. Once the fall comes, I'll look at the roster and go, Josh Heupel, you better go win. I don't really – how the sausage is made, I've totally lost interest in all that part of it. But let's say you're Mississippi State basketball and you got that freshman Hubbard who's going to command $700,000 on the portal and you don't have the funds to pay for it. And you're a Mississippi State fan. You go, why am I doing this?
Right, why care?
It's just a waste of time.
Right.
Why would you care? And I think they're banking on people are just going to cheer for the laundry.
Yeah, and I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, yes, that's the old Seinfeld build. You did a bit. You just cheer for the uniform.
Yeah, but I'm with Mark on this. It has to mean something. And now the very conferences we play in or the very tournament you want to go to, they're even going to try to take this away. I mean, Mark, I don't think you'll disagree with me. I think we're 18 to 24 months away from the Big 12, the Big Ten and the SEC breaking away from the NCAA and fully destroying everything.
And all in the, for the chasing of a check that isn't going to the players.
Correct.
Like, if the schools were paying the players, and I don't know how, it's a complicated mess with Title IX and all that, I get it. But the fans having to, if I'm, you know, Johnny Vol fan and my team goes in the toilet next year in October, what am I doing this for? I don't know any of these players.
That's
why
right.
Do I care? There's no personal story to it.
No, and that's
I'm
where I'm at
for
with
laundry.
It. Now I'm Mark 100%. And what you said, look, I maybe other people it doesn't affect them the same way. I think it's grotesque that these schools negotiate the huge TV deals and it's the fans paying for them. Imagine if the Detroit Lions wanted to fundraise for Amon-Ra St. Brown's extension.
It would be done already.
No, but you would look at it and go, wait, what?
Yeah. I'm paying for my ticket.
Right.
And shouldn't that be enough?
No. Now, in college, it's even a layer worse. I'm paying for the ticket. I'm donating. God forbid you sent one of your kids there or you yourself took college loans. And you want me to pay for some kid I've never heard of who's never put a helmet on? That's fugazi.
But
and I'm just,
do it.
Hey, God bless. But for people like me, this is all going right downhill. It's a joke. You don't even know who the players are.
I know.
Think about it.
Especially somebody like you who follows this crap really closely, closer than most people. Okay.
Right.
And if you can't tell me which school has this player, then what's that say?
Right. And again, it takes you a few weeks once you get involved around Thanksgiving where you're like, oh, he's that. Mike, hey, fun fact. This is why I thought it would resonate with the people.
Yeah.
My bad. It's one of those things where the Final Four I'm normally amped for.
Right.
Don't care. And I know it's a bad thing for a radio host to tell their listeners what they don't care about.
Correct.
What juice is there for this? At best, I get Monday night UConn and Purdue. At best. Even then, what's the number on that game going to be?
At least 11.5, I would think, wouldn't you?
What's the juice?
I don't know.
How many great games have there been? Like, people want to keep citing that Grand Canyon, Alabama game. Fast doesn't mean great.
No.
Frenetic doesn't mean great.
The ending of the Houston, Texas A&M game, the Oakland, NC State game was good. There were some good games.
There were a couple.
Alabama, North Carolina was good, but it was frenetic.
The mainstay of what this tournament is missed free throws and shooting about 10% from three-point land.
Right.
Okay?
And the Cinderella story of NC State once again, and also, if you want to say, Edie.
And I can't stand watching Edie play.
He's laborious.
See, and here's the problem, though, Stoney. And what you're saying is right. Those are great moments. Those were a couple great games.
But there's not
how many games do we have when we only have a handful of things
right.
to say that were good?
Right.
There's no game in this tournament that you are riveted to watch. And maybe we would have had it. Jamal Shedd getting hurt this weekend didn't help.
Yes.
But these games, I mean, watch.
That was a good ending, the Houston-Texas A&M game.
And the Tennessee game yesterday. That's not a great basketball game when one player shoots 22 free throws. It's not.
Well, you know what should get you fired up, Mike, for this weekend?
Oh, let's hear it.
Root for the Big Ten, baby!
I have no conference affiliation.
I'm not like that
either. Me neither. I don't care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, a couple of ticket texts. David, you said you got something for us, then we'll do a football today because Stoney is all hopped up in mock draft season, so we'll get involved with that. David, what do you have for us?
Yeah, a couple of ticket texts here on the college topic. Within a few years, I see myself being completely done with college football and basketball. You're right, Mike, it's not entertaining anymore, and the portal has killed it for me.
I mean, 1,100 players in 14 days have hit the portal. I got Stoney over here trying to break in with a live update. He's trying to get Jeremy Otto to tell you about Prairie View 6'7 forward hitting the portal.
2.9 points per game he averages. Right,
what? Illinois' backup center just hit the portal. Where are you going, son?
I'm at a 2. It's hard to care about college sports when they let a team openly cheat, win the natty. It's basically like the WWE.
I'm still waiting for Central to acknowledge it was Connor Stallions on Michigan State sideline.
That to me is unbelievable. That's going to come in his book.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like we're in silly season.
We are. Search player profiles of at least a dozen players I watched play yesterday, and I think all of them were transfers. Yeah. This is getting ridiculous.
The whole thing is. Yeah.
Except for Duke players.
Right. And again, UConn's got 3 guys that Danny Hurley recruited, 2 transfers. That's their starting 5. You have to have like a blended portfolio mm-hmm. of players. I'm not saying it's wrong. Like, I don't mind if a kid transfers and goes, look, I've put in 3 years at this place. I'm all conference. I did everything I could. There's a payday out there. But the idea is once you go somewhere to leave again and again, I can't. I can't do it.
You have to sit out after transfer number 1.
And sign a contract. Yes. There has to be a contract that if you transfer, and if it's a 1-year deal, you want to bet on yourself, so be it. But you know what I would do if I were a school? I'd never sign it. If you're coming here, you got to be here at least 2 years.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but that ain't never going to happen.
Mike, it's fine.
I know.
But so guess what happens? The world moves on without me.
Yeah, I know.
That's fine. Won't be long until MSU's an NIT team anyways.
Go ahead, let me read you one more, and then I'll get to what I need to get to.
Yeah.
Someone says, I'm done with college sports. It's not about quality to me, but it's about conference realignment. I'm not a pro sports guy, so I'm probably sportless really soon.
It's tough. The conference realignment in football matters way more than hoops. It's really, really silly that in about 90 days, I'll be getting ready to do a bunch of work for the podcast and for this show and getting ready, and there will be no Pac-12. And Texas will not play in the Big 12. They'll be in the SEC. And we'll be doing, oh, hey, look, Florida State is suing. Or Clemson, who just made a huge run, is suing the very conference they play in. USC's a Big 10 team now. Oh, really?
And Florida State, they want to get out of the ACC.
I just, you get my point.
Yes.
It's stupid. It's reached stupidity.
It's gotten
phase.
To steroid levels because years ago, we saw the Southwestern Conference. It just dissolved. I mean, that was Texas, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and that's when it really started, when the conferences.
True. Now, David, what do you have? You said you had something for
us? Yeah, guys. Something that happened on Saturday, and I'm just...
What?
It's like ridiculous. Rashi Rice apparently is being investigated, involved in a 6-car accident. He was racing... it was a Lamborghini and a Corvette. They were racing on the freeway in Dallas on Saturday evening.
I saw the video.
Dash cam video. What's crazy about the dash cam videos, not only do you see the crash, you see the racing, but they get out of the car.
And walk away.
Both vehicles and just walk away. And there's individuals that were hurt in this. And apparently there's going to be a statement released by Rashi Rice. He's now has a lawyer involved.
Well, he better lawyer up because the reality is this. Unless those cars aren't registered to you and aren't owned by you, and that wasn't you in the video openly walking away from a 6-car accident you caused that sent 2 people to the hospital, I really don't care to hear from you. Because if those cars are registered to you and you weren't driving them, then I need to understand how they were being driven by someone else.
Correct.
The whole thing, it's insane.
And according to police, they were.
Unless it was a guy named Jeff Jackson.
Yeah, according to the Dallas police, they were registered to him. Both vehicles right. were registered to him. This is stupid.
And again, the video of them walking away and the guy filming them, because apparently that's all we do in society now. He's like, wait, you're just going to leave the cars there?
Sure.
I'm just, look, it gets.
Were there any Georgia football players involved, though?
No, because Rashi Rice went to SMU.
I know.
But this is where, making mistakes is part of being a human being. All right. Now, if he stayed there and you take what's coming and you make sure people are okay and you had a stupid moment, that's one thing. And you can go through the legal process and you could still be a Kansas City Chief and you can still do what you got to do. But the idea that he walked away and cared so little about the people he injured and thought and was so stupid, but I'm sorry, the word stupid applies.
Yes.
If this is Rashi Rice. David, that's where the NFL should just come in and go, you know what? If Jameson Williams can miss half a season for a gambling snafu, Rashi Rice ought to be suspended for 8 games. Period.
No doubt.
There's a stand. Hey, here's the theme of the day, everybody. There are standards. More places ought to have them.
Here's the thing. The other thing is, I'm not a big car guy. I mean, I drive a Chevy Blazer.
Look, I don't think we need to know the vehicle.
It's a fine car.
Carry on.
Okay. Why does somebody need that? Now, what's a Lamborghini? Like I said, I don't know. What's a Lamborghini cost?
Depends what you buy. But I mean, if he bought a Huracan, I mean, it'd be $450, $500. There's all kinds of. Listen, he's a rookie. If you're Tyreek Hill and you just signed a $30 million contract, you want to buy a Lambo, I think your financial advisor would be like, all right, cool. You're a rookie. I mean, half the money is vapor anyways, the taxes. There's not a financial advisor on the planet to be like, yeah, let's go out and rock a $500,000 car. No, Mike, I can answer your question there.
That's
it's absurd, but you know what? Hey, he can live how he wants to live. I'm making a point. Doing the dumb thing is only a piece of it.
Right.
To walk away when you've caused a 6-car accident and leave the cars on the highway. You got to see this video, guys.
It's incredible. Are they looking for the police looking for him, or is he on the
looking.
He's on the cam, I mean, Lamb.
They are looking. They are definitely looking.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
Dallas police are looking for him.
Cam did show up yesterday.
He finally turned himself in. Yes. But this is where the league should step in and go, here's the deal. Is that you on the video? Yeah. Did you cause a car accident? Yeah. Is that you walking away? Yeah. You're suspended for 8 games. Because, A, you're an idiot and you don't deserve the right to play football. And, B, we've suspended people for way less.
True.
You are hurting the image of the league. You know, there was a woman driving with a 4-year-old child who he sent to the hospital and he didn't care enough to check. He walked away. Come on, man.
I know.
At a certain point, you know what? 8 games.
Take responsibility.
8 games. Call your agent. Sell the car. I'm sorry. I know. I sound like such an old man today. David, what has happened to me?
No, you're right.
You know what it is? It's because I'm here.
No.
So the old vibes just, go across the table.
No. Mike, it's not.
I know.
But, I don't feel like having standards. Well, you know what? Maybe it is having standards makes you old now. Because young people have none.
None.
This country has none.
No. People have jobs and then they leave after a year or two because they think they can always find a better one and all that,
But no, the Rashi Rice thing, David, my opinion is simple. If that is indeed him on the video and those are indeed his cars, he shouldn't play football for the first 8 weeks of the season next year. Period. Because that video shows you NFL football player does not care about anyone else but himself. NFL football player sent mother of a 4-year-old to hospital and is a bird brain. You should be suspended for such things to me. 248-539-9797.
Yes, we do have a mock draft from The Ringer here, and we have 2 trades in the top 10.
Let's hear it.
So let's start here with the obvious. Number 1, Caleb Williams goes to the Bears. Jaden Daniels goes number 2 to the Washington Commanders.
Time out for one moment.
Yes.
Stoney, what is your opinion on Jaden Daniels?
I think he's going to be really good.
You are pro Daniels?
Yes. In fact, the last Michigan State football game I saw at Spartan Stadium.
Oh,
was the Arizona State game where he
4th and 19.
Yes.
Mike Tressel.
Yes.
Hey, we got a spy. It's like Joe Bocci in the middle of the field. Yeah. So who could forget?
Yeah.
But I am.
Sorry to bring that up.
No, I don't care. I have no feelings anymore. I wanted to know. I had no idea if you liked him or not.
He well deserved the Heisman Trophy. He was really good conference he played in, I think.
David, yes. The trade, please.
We do have a trade here at 3. The Vikings trade up. They've traded, of course, 11 and 23 or whatever to get the Patriots pick at number 3. They take Drake May.
Whoa.
They also give in this thing 108 and next year's first rounder.
Yes.
I would never.
No, it's too
there
much.
There is no scenario where I would give that up as the Minnesota Vikings, ever.
It's two number ones.
I mean, you could give up 11 and 23 and move to 5 and get J.J. McCarthy.
It's three number ones, Stoney.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Two this year, one next year.
Well, yeah, but they get one back. So yeah.
I will vote no on that. And look, I like Drake May. I think Drake May's got a hell of a lot of talent, prototype. You know, he's played behind a bad O-line, unlike other people. But I'm not giving that up. And yes, I'm the king of saying if you don't have a quarterback, get one. Within reason.
Right.
We can't be Mike Ditka on the cover of ESPN Magazine trading a whole draft to get somebody.
The greatest.
At number 4, the obvious, Marvin Harrison Jr. continues to go to the Arizona Cardinals.
Isn't that the right fit, though?
I think so.
Yes. I think people have overthought it here with the Cardinals.
The problem is there's a lot of people believe that for some reason he's not the best receiver in the draft.
That's called prospect fatigue.
Yes.
Go ahead, David.
We have a trade. The New York Jets trade up, take the number 5th pick from the Los Angeles Chargers, and they select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU.
And they give up a 2025 first rounder as well, do the Jets.
Okay, I'll play along for fun purposes. Great. The Jets, when they don't win the Super Bowl next year, and when Aaron Rodgers opens up some mushroom farm, That organization will crater to Middle Earth.
It's unbelievable. They are so all in for this year.
Yeah, I would just say no to that. They can't be in the business of giving up a future one. But fine. Go ahead.
And then we continue with the normal number 6, a wide receiver for the New York Giants. That is Rome Odunze.
Wow. Giants don't take J.J. McCarthrob?
They do not take J.J. McCarthrob. I will give you where he goes. He goes number 12 to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, he would never get past Sean Payton.
Agreed.
I have no – and again, that's probably the most – everybody looks around and goes, all right, I could live with that. Because the difference between going 20th and 12th, not a big deal.
Right.
You start getting into the top 5, it gets a little silly. Yeah, that would make sense to me. Where are you at with J.J.?
The problem with J.J. is we don't know. I think he's going to be a good quarterback, but not. I don't think he's going to be a great quarterback. And I think he's going to take a while.
Well, when you throw it 15 times a game in college, right, it usually does.
That's the problem. Like, no, look, if he played in LSU's offense, numbers would be completely different.
I said from the very beginning, I didn't remember when he was splitting time with Cade. Yeah. And I'm going, why didn't you just go to Ole Miss? Yeah. They would have paid you $1 million and you would put up 5,000 yards a year and this would be settled.
Right.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, so let me give you and go back as of the trade down. So 10, now the Chargers are sitting at 10. They took offensive tackle from Oregon State, Talese Fuaga.
I like him. That's such a Harbaugh pick, too.
He's very mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Harbaugh.
Harbaugh's mean, too. But, yes.
But the kid from Oregon State, he just plays very mean.
Then the Patriots get with their trade down here at a number 11, Quinyon Mitchell.
But what?
Why?
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna punt on this, and I'm going to let the Godfather handle it. Explain what the hell the Patriots are doing.
I have no freaking
all
clue.
The cap space this offseason. What'd they do with it?
Nothing.
Okay. Did they get a quarterback in the draft when they're sitting top 3? Apparently not.
No.
They've traded down. Help me.
Who's their quarterback next year? I mean, they got rid of Mac Jones, right?
Like
I
said.
They brought back.
Help me. Bailey Zappi.
Zappi, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have him, but can't think of the other guys. Now, he used to play for them, return. Yeah, he's not good.
Yeah, don't care. What the hell are
they
doing?
Oh, Jacoby Brissett.
Not a starter in this league.
No.
David, I will say this. It's a fun mock draft. I don't think there is a scenario where the Patriots can trade outside of the top 6 and not end up with a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, from a franchise standpoint, it doesn't make sense.
Well, now, who do your Steelers get there, David?
The Steelers, they select at number 20, Amarius Mims, tackle out of Georgia. That makes sense.
You need offensive line help.
Yeah.
But Georgia offensive lineman, has not been great.
Not great. No. Shout out Isaiah Wilson.
The Eagles take at 22, Jarrett Verse.
I'd be pretty good replacing Reddick, yes. I like
Verse is one of the guys where there seems to be a huge variance in opinion. I've seen him top 10. I've seen him damn near outside of the first round. It's fascinating how draft to draft, no one knows. No one has a consensus on him.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a consensus on this either, because in mock drafts, he's all over the board. Patriots get those two picks from the trade down. At 23, they select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia. He doesn't make it to 23.
You wouldn't think so.
I don't get what's happened. You know, for me, he's still one of the five or six players in this draft that you just look at as a true difference maker. I mean, I've never seen a tight end like him. The routes that he runs.
If the Giants took him at six, you'd be okay with that?
Sure. Okay. If someone could tell me how much longer we're waiting for Darren Waller to make a decision, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Like, my team blows. So basically, you handing me a good football player is handing a homeless person a blanket.
Right.
You can't complain that it's not made of cashmere. I don't care. Give me a human being who can possibly make my dad smile. This team is killing my dad.
At 29, the Detroit Lions take out of Missouri.
Rakestra.
And from the Detroit area, Darius Williams. Robinson.
Yeah. The D-tackle.
Good player.
Yep. Listen. People are going to hate this in the lead up to the draft, because I will turn into a Brad bot at 29. Let Brad cook. I don't have a huge opinion at 29.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. In this scenario, this guy is available at 29.
What?
Nate Wiggins from Clemson.
Okay, here's what I would say to you. Brad Holmes' specialty in scouting for the Rams was defensive backs.
Mm-hmm.
He drafted Brian Branch and got it right.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted Witherspoon.
Yes.
Now, they would have been right. He ended up being very good.
Yes.
If he passed on him, right, I would actually defend it by saying, guys, there's something he didn't like.
Look at his track record. Yes.
In that sense, I could.
Yeah.
He's earned that.
I got no problem.
But Wiggins makes sense on paper that he's long, lanky. He's got big top-end speed. He had a play against Miami. He chased down an 80-yard touchdown, the ultimate grit hustle guy, got him down at the two. Right. It would make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, give me, where's Penix go? Is he with the Giants?
Penix does not get
you
drafted in the first round.
You are a piece of garbage.
Which is a shock
to me. All
right,
can I ask this question?
Yeah.
When it's all said and done and we're all working the draft that week, does Michael Penix go in the first round?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, too. Very hard for me. If we're drafting JJ on projection, how do you not draft Penix on production?
That end of the first round seems a team to trade into.
It might not be a good enough reason, but I think it's the injury history.
Okay.
That would be the only reason.
And if the medicals don't add up, or you think he's going to be Lieutenant Dan by year three, so be it. I get it. I got you.
Jenny.
You got new legs. All right. David, thank you for the mock draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.